Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I've been interviewing Marie from beautiful Santa Barbara, California, on her contacts with the Pleiadians, and we're going to go back to her in just a minute. But in the meantime, Eric, if we could please call my web designer, good friend Carol, who's been designing my website for the past 6 years. Today is her birthday, and I just want to thank her so much for her help. If we can get her on the line, that would be great. So I'll just wait for a minute. Just let me know when she's on the line, and then in the meantime, we can talk to Marie. Marie, are you there? Well, we'll wait a minute here to see if we can reach Carol first. Today is Carol's birthday, and she's been designing and working on my website for the past 6 years. She's been doing such a good job, and I just want to acknowledge her and thank her for that, as well as wish her a happy birthday as well. Carol, are you there? Well, we'll try to reach her, and if we can't reach her, I'll ask everyone to please send her lots of good birthday wishes and lots of love and light. She's done a wonderful job on my website, and I appreciate her help so much. Well, Eric, whenever you can reach Carol, just let me know, and we'll fit her into the program sometime during this hour. And in the meantime, we can continue with Marie's experience. Marie's had such an amazing experience. I've seen she sent me a bunch of her pictures of Pleiadian craft actually showing physically showing up in the pictures she's taken in the Santa Barbara area, which is just amazing. For those of you who are interested in UFOs, I'll post those on my website and also post some more pictures on Facebook as well. I did I think I posted one picture, but there's a lot more she sent me. It's hard to get them all on at the same time. So at any rate, we'll see. Is Marie, are you there? Or Carol, are you there? Okay, looks like we've... Oh, good. Carol, hi, how are you doing, Carol?
Hi, Ted, how are you?
Oh, fine. I wanted to wish you happy birthday. I know you're 16 today. You don't look a day over 17.
Yeah, and you kind of turn that one around, my friend.
yeah.
Thank you. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah. And I want to acknowledge you, too, for all the wonderful help you've given me on my website, encouragement on my radio show. It's with your help I started this show 6 years ago, more than six years ago now. And I just want to thank you. I know you thought I was crazy, too. But anyway, I did.
Well, Ted, I've always thought that, but even more so then.
yeah. That's right.
But thank you. Yeah, it's been a fun journey, hasn't it?
Absolutely wonderful. And I think we've all had, you and I, with your work and my program, we've been able to influence the world in a good way, to raise consciousness. Okay. That's the purpose of the show, and to make the world a better place. And without your help, I couldn't have done it. Period. I just could not have done it. So I just
that's very sweet, Ted. Thank you. It has been a labor of love for both of us, hasn't it?
It has. Absolutely. Yeah. Even when I'm sick with a fever and bronchitis, I still do my show.
I know. How are you feeling? I hope you're feeling a little better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am feeling better. Yeah. I'm not contagious anymore, and I've gone through my antibiotics. And now I need time to mend and give my body some rest so that I can finish the healing process. So, and that's something that drugs won't help, but just common sense things and I appreciate the support of your chickens in the background too. That's
I'm sorry. I know we have our neighbors next door just moved some chickens in, and we haven't gotten the benefit yet of having some of their eggs, but it's really fun. We've got like a little farm here. There's chickens next door, and then we have goats just on the other side. So.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Sorry. Well, I have nothing against. That's okay. I bless the chickens. I had an egg omelet this morning, and some of my best friends are chickens. So I thank you for sharing that. And there's no such thing as dumb cluck because chickens are very intelligent. And
actually, what they're doing is they're wishing you. They're telling you thank you for calling me today and wishing me a happy birthday. And by the way, happy birthday to you as well. We're pretty close.
Pretty close, so. Yeah. I rushed out first, and you came out second, so I was anxious to get out. Anyway, so here we are.
It's funny because my mother is born on the 20th of November, and my grandfather was born on the 20th, and they're really hoping that I'd be born on the 20th as well, but obviously I couldn't wait, so.
Yep, you were in a hurry. You said, nope, I'm not waiting. I'm coming out now. So, anyway. So
I just want to give a shout out to my dear sweet mom, who's going to be 92 in a couple weeks. How about that?
Oh, how lovely. So, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Carol.
And she's doing well. And so many more years for her. But
absolutely.
Thank you, Ted. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, Carol, and all your wonderful help. It's because of Carol. My good friend Carol's been able to get my website done all these years and provide wonderful support. And it's not easy doing a program like this, but we're doing it. Yeah. And
Every week is a new experience, right?
Yeah, that's right. Every week's a new experience. A new experience,
great.
Carol.
So thank you, Ted. That was very sweet of you to call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Carol. I hope we all hope. All my listeners hope, and myself, of course, hope you have a wonderful and happy, really happy birthday too, my friend.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Thanks very much.
Okay, Carol. You take care. Have a wonderful birthday today.
Thank you, and have a wonderful afternoon, Ted. Bye bye.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Carol, my web designer, who's been selflessly helping me for the past over 6 years now with my support of my show and doing my web design. She's a wonderful friend and known her for like 40 years. And anyway, I just wanted to thank her so much and wish her happy birthday today. And with that, Eric, I'd love to get back Marie on the line. When you have a chance, just let me know when she's there. And then we can continue our interview here and wrap it up regarding our wonderful Plutian friends who she's been in contact with. Oh, hi, Marie. So good to have you back. Okay, good. One of the questions I wanted to wrap up today is how we can make this world a better place. And I don't know if you've given that some thought, but I'd love to ask you about that.
I have. I've thought about that a lot today and, you know, just in general in life. And I actually had a quick conversation with some of my family this morning. And you know, they actually had some really great comments. And so I just wanted to share that.
Okay, please do.
My 13-year-old, I think she had the best response as to, you know, how to move forward and what is going on. And she basically said, Mom, you know, the people, we're both the problem and the solution. And I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. And we just, you know, part of our work, we're the solutions. We got to find the solutions to all the problems we got ourselves into, basically. And, you know, kind of another theme as well that seemed to stick with others that I spoke with and asked these very big questions to today was that we all have to sort of do our inner work, right? We have to go inside to get outside. And the same thing with this contact with the Pleiadians, we got to reach out, right? In order to reach out, we got to reach in. And once we kind of gain and we lift our consciousness, right? We all sorts of options are available to us. As long as we're stuck in some sort of hole or rabbit hole or wherever we might be stuck, we're at a loss. And so my thought is that, you know, I do feel stuck. I feel like society is stuck. I feel like we're held back a lot in so many different ways. But at the same time, we as human beings, as a culture, as beautiful people mm-hmm. that I talk to and interact with every day, we mm-hmm. are all good people, and we can shift it. You know, we can change it, and it's completely up to us to just kind of step out of the norm mm-hmm. in just a couple mm-hmm. of ways in order to do that. So, A, it's consciousness. You know, it's doing our inner work, and then like right. we talked about earlier, it's asking for help, getting the help. And so one of the messages that the Pleiadians gave me today was that they are ready and willing and they want to help. You know, you and I were like, help, mm-hmm. help. And you and I were getting a little help. You know, we're getting the information, we're getting this and that. But at the same time, we need more people that want
right.
the help. And so they are saying they are ready to help, but we need, you know, mm-hmm. your consent. We need you to know and we need you to ask. And then from there, I feel like there's, you know, a lot of people that are in really great positions, both in jobs and corporations, you know, in the medical system and the financial system and all these systems that are slightly off kilter at the moment. And if these people can, you know, be inspired and awake and make the right decisions, you know, somehow start, you know, kind of from the inside, from the bottom up to make the world a better place. It is
right.
possible, but it does seem like a really big task right now, and we do need outside help because we've had too much negative outside influence. And so I feel like there is a little bit of responsibility in the outer edge, you know, the Federation or
yeah.
the Pleiadians
yeah.
or whoever.
Yeah.
There was a lot of mingling with us and history and humans and so forth. And so we need help, yeah. And whether it's 5 of us asking or 5 million of us asking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, part of it, I think there's two factors here. One's free will, and the other one is being informed of the right choices. Because actually, I think if you look at history, I don't know how many people still know about the treaty that President Eisenhower signed with the reptilians in March of 54, that in exchange for some of their antiquated technology that the reptilians mm-hmm. would come in and be allowed to abduct and influence our
yeah.
civilizations here. And they've
yeah.
influenced it in a way that hasn't been good, in a very negative way. So most people didn't have the free will to object to the agreement because they never knew about it. It was all done in secret. Now we
exactly.
wake up, I don't know, 60, 70 years later, and we yeah. find that we've got all these negative reptilian influences in government, society, the military, corporations, you name it. They're there.
Right.
Yeah. And they're there without our permission, without our consent. So
yeah.
I think it's important to educate people as to what their options are, because we don't need to go down a negative warlike path.
Right.
And then there's a beautiful, bright future waiting for all of us if we make the right choices. So a lot
okay.
of it is just making, you know, being educated as to what those choices are. And the Pleiadians represent one such choice. I know that they did offer their help to President Eisenhower just before the reptilians came in 1953. Mm-hmm. Eisenhower unfortunately turned it down. But that mm-hmm. was then, and this is now. And we were making new choices now. You know, I don't want a world full of war and conflict, and I want a world of peace and harmony for all of humanity on this planet, so we can live in a beautiful planet. That's our destiny, and that's the destiny that President Kennedy has always wanted ever since he was president, and he's still president, actually, in a spiritual sense on the other side. So with all that in mind, we do need their help, and I'm asking for it now. So
yeah.
I totally
agree. They, I just had something I was going to say and I completely forgot. But
it'll come back to you. Yeah, it'll come back. just think for a minute.
One of the things was that, you know, to be like water and with all these obstacles that we're faced with,
mm-hmm.
to go around, to go over, to go under, and, you know, not let these things block us completely, but just to get through and know that we can do it. Oh, that was what I was going to say, was that the benevolent beings that are here to help us, there's a ton here to help us. And I think that's the other thing that we all have to come to realize and understand, is that there are so many star systems out there. This is a particular time, you know, in time and space, the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, where our world is changing on some sort of universal level. And so, it sort of is a precipice for us to wake up. And I think that the benevolent ones, they're done with the government. And they want to mm-hmm. work with the people. They want to work with the scientists. They want to give the technology right. that we need, not to the government, to the people. And that's why I'm like, right. I just want all those smart people to kind of open up and say, all right, I'll make some anti-gravity cars. All right.
Sure.
We'll heal this disease with a vibration pen or something. I don't know. But whatever. However, it's like they're going to work with the people. They're not going to work with the governments anymore. So, because I think that happened, like you said, with Eisenhower, and we're finished with that. But
in 1957, Eisenhower and Nixon were offered life-saving technology, free energy, mm-hmm. and also the elimination of all diseases here on planet Earth. But Nixon was against it because he said that a lot of his doctor friends and people in the big pharma would lose their jobs if we eliminated all diseases. So they kept right. the old system. But I don't think people would make that choice today. And that's a choice that never should have been made in the hands of just one individual, rather than humanity as a whole should have made that kind right. of decision.
Yep. I know. We're sort of at those we're at the play of those cards at this time. We're definitely
right. Right.
We got to get out of this mess, move on to the next bigger, better way.
Right. Right. Marie, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to give you a chance to wrap up your wonderful interview and maybe give out your website or contact information, too, so people could contact you.
Thank you so much, Ted, for the opportunity to speak. I've really enjoyed our time so much and to share this amazing experience. And of our extra sensory experiences, they're not just for one, they're for all. And so everyone has mm-hmm. the ability to access and open up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a website, mariethornthompson.com. Most of my life, I do a lot of yoga.
Okay.
So most of it is around that. However, I feel like this is one of my other selves here. And I've got all my blogs, and YouTube is also Marie Thorne Thompson. So you can just find me with my name. And my email, mariett71@yahoo.com. So I welcome any positive responses and questions and inquiries, and I hope that we can do this again another time. Thank you, Ted.
Okay, wonderful. Could you go your email one more time, please?
Yes, it's Marie, M-A-R-I-E, T-T, mm-hmm. as in Tom, mm-hmm. 71@yahoo.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Marie, thanks for putting up with my coughing today. Not so bad compared to what it has been, but it's getting better. But thank you so much again for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I always consider it a great honor to talk to anyone
thank
who
you.
Has good contact with the Pleiades, especially your work. So thank you again so much for coming on today. Really, really appreciate it, Marie.
Thank you. The honor is mine, Ted, and I hope you feel better soon, and you have a beautiful day.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Marie. That was Marie coming to us live from Santa Barbara, California, where she has regular contact with the Pleiadians, who are here to help us. They are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. They're humans like us, except they simply live in a higher dimension. Many of us actually are from the Pleiades, who came here, volunteered, like myself, 52,000 years ago to help in the ascension of planet Earth. My next segment is an interview that I had with people, two families of people, who have been more or less completely cured of HIV/AIDS. That's right. They've been completely cured of HIV/AIDS in New Delhi, India, thanks to the efforts of Tom Palladino, an angel who uses scalar energy healing. He uses their picture. He runs it through his machinery. And then after he's done, he changes. I'll let Tom explain it to you how he does it, but he'll be coming on the second part. So now what I'd like to do is to play the next 18 minutes or so of an interview that I did with several families in New Delhi, India. And then we'll be bringing on Tom Palladino after that to talk about his work in healing the world. So if we could play that now, Eric, I'll give you a minute to get that on. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio. I'm in New Delhi, India today, interviewing Sahil, who's been on Tom Palladino's wonderful Scalar Energy program for the past year. Sahil, how long did you have AIDS or HIV?
He has
HIV from from 13 years old.
13 years. And how long have you been on Tom Palladino's Scalar program?
Scalar energy kab se le rahe hain?
Around 2 years.
2 years, yeah. And what kind of program, how do you feel now, and what about HIV?
Aapko kuch usse improvement lagta hai, kuch fayda hua hai kya?
Abhi mera CD4 count bhi mera badha hai, aur viral load mera non-detective aaya hai.
He has increased his CD4 count and his viral load is now non-detectable. So virus is non-detectable and he will not able to spread any more HIV.
So he, and right now, according to medical tests, he doesn't have HIV or AIDS right now. Is that correct?
HIV is there, but immune system has increased and it is low. Now it is non-detectable.
Non-detectable. That's fantastic news, Sahil. I'm so happy for you. Did you start feeling better as soon as you got on the program with Scalar Energy?
Scalar Energy se judne ke baad se aapko acha lagta hai ya usme kuch improvement hua hai?
Scalar Energy ka jab maine treatment lena shuru kiya to uske baad body ke andar thoda sa taakat mehsoos hua aur mera immune system bhi badha, CD4 count bhi badha hai aur last abhi jab humne viral load karwaya to non detective aaya hai to wo improve hai.
He is saying when he started taking Scalar Energy he feel stronger and WBC has increased, so he felt sick very few times now.
Wonderful. Did Tom charge you anything for the program? Was it free?
Tom ne aapse koi fees liya iske liye?
नहीं, उन्होंने टॉम ने कोई फीस नहीं लिया, मेरा फ्री में सारा ये जो ट्रीटमेंट हुआ है वो फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट हुआ है.
टॉम हैज नॉट टेकन एनी फीस फॉर दिस ट्रीटमेंट, इट इज कंप्लीटली फ्री फॉर साहिल.
आई कांट बिलीव दिस गुड न्यूज़, आई एम सो हैप्पी फॉर यू एंड योर फैमिली. साहिल, इज देयर समथिंग एल्स यू वुड लाइक टू से?
आप कुछ और बोलना
चाहते? मैं जिस तरीके से मुझे टॉम ने मेरा ट्रीटमेंट किया स्कैलर एनर्जी का, मुझे उसका बेनिफिट मिला और मैं चाहूँगा कि भारत में जो भी HIV पॉजिटिव हैं वो आगे बढ़ करके आए और इसका जो है उनको भी फ़ायदा मिलेगा, क्योंकि सबसे बड़ी चीज़ है कि इस स्कैलर एनर्जी का जो ट्रीटमेंट है उसमें कोई हमें टॉम जो है मेडिसिन नहीं खिलाता, कोई हमें मेडिसिन को रोकते नहीं है वो ART को, और ये सूर्य के रोशनी के द्वारा जो है ये हमारे बॉडी पे काम करता है. तो इसका अगर फ़ायदा अगर नहीं हुआ तो नुकसान भी नहीं होगा, लेकिन मुझे फ़ायदा हुआ है तो मैं उम्मीद करूँगा कि सभी लोगों को फ़ायदा इसका पहुँचेगा.
सो साहिल इज सेइंग इट्स वेरी गुड ट्रीटमेंट एंड ही वॉन्ट टू रेकमेंड टॉम दैट ही शुड give treatment to more people in India because it's very good, it do not have any side effect, and also Tom do not stop taking any ART treatment which is already going, so it is giving a good benefit to all. Thank you.
Wonderful.
इस स्केलर एनर्जी का बहुत सारे लोगों को, हमने 40 लोगों को ट्रायल में दिया था और लगभग ज़्यादातर लोगों को इसका बेनिफिट मिला है. तो ये एक स्केलर एनर्जी बहुत ही इफ़ेक्टिव है, अच्छा में वो इलाज है, और मुझे लगता है, उम्मीद है कि भारतवर्ष में जितने भी HIV पॉजिटिव हैं उन पे ये काफ़ी अच्छा लाभदायक रहेगा उनके लिए.
So he is saying it's very good and we have given the same treatment by Tom for 40 more people in our network and all are doing very well and their CD4 is increasing. So he is requesting if possible to give more and more people free treatment in India and his network.
Oh, wonderful, Sahil. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
नहीं, बस टॉम को मैं थैंक्स बोलना चाहता हूँ कि स्केलर एनर्जी के माध्यम से मुझे इलाज मिला और आज मेरा नॉन डिटेक्टिव आया है, तो थैंक यू सो मच टॉम.
यू वांट टू गिव थैंक्स टू टॉम फॉर दिस वंडरफुल ट्रीटमेंट एंड सपोर्ट एंड फ्री ट्रीटमेंट टू ऑल पीपल.
आई थिंक ही इज एन एंजल मायसेल्फ.
यस सर, टॉम इज रियल एंजल एंड डूइंग वेरी गुड थिंग्स फॉर इंडियन पीपल.
The world.
Thank you
so much, Sahil.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hello friends, this is Ted back again. I have another gentleman named Arif, and who had the same experience with Tom Scalar Energy. Arif, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got on the Scalar Energy.
Hi, my name is Arif, and I'm living with HIV, and I feel very confident, and I feel and my CD4 is increased. It's 774 now, and my viral load is undetectable now after getting this therapy. So I'm feeling very confident now, and I'm working, I'm living my life as a normal person. So I will be very thankful to this program and this organization. And of course, if you will provide here in India, it's a free of cost, then definitely many people will get the thing, and they will be cured. They will be increase their CD4 count. So that's it.
Well, that's fantastic. How long have you been on Tom Scalar program?
Can I speak in Hindi?
Because I'm not speaking Hindi, yeah. And then yes, of course, and then we'll need our translator here. Yeah, go ahead and tell us. Go ahead. But keep it in short segments so the translator can translate into English.
Chote chote sentence.
Go ahead.
जो मतलब किस बारे में अभी बोलना है? I want to thank you, Mr. Tom, first of all, and ये बहुत बड़ा benefit है हमारे लिए कि इस therapy के through हम मतलब हमें हमारा CD4 count काफी increase हुआ है, काफी increment हुआ है, और undetectable bill भी आ गया है in fact. So मैं पिछले एक साल से इस चीज़ को ले रहा हूँ, और सबसे बड़ा बेनिफिट ये है इस थेरेपी का कि हमें मेडिसिन बंद नहीं करनी होती अपनी, और मेडिसिन के साथ साथ हम ये थेरेपी भी ले सकते हैं.
सो आरओ इज सेइंग दैट इट्स वेरी गुड ट्रीटमेंट एंड इट हैज़ बीन सपोर्टिंग मी टू इम्प्रूव माई हेल्थ. CD4 काउंट हैज़ इंक्रीज एंड ऑल्सो वायरल इज नॉन डिटेक्टेबल नाउ. And best thing which he find in this treatment, he don't need to take any additional medicine or a close medicine which is ongoing. So that treatment is a very beneficiary to him.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've been able to live a normal life now.
Yeah, I'm living as a normal person. I'm working, I'm living with HIV. And I'm on treatment, and now I'm undetectable, so I'm living as a normal person.
Yeah, basically it's gone, undetectable, still there but not detectable, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's very good for me. So I really want to thank to Mr. Tom for this, for providing me this therapy, and all the very best for your organization, and मैं उम्मीद करता हूँ कि ये प्रोग्राम हमारे इंडिया में भी आए और काफी लोगों को इसका बेनिफिट मिले.
आरओ इज थैंकिंग टॉम फॉर दिस वंडरफुल ट्रीटमेंट एंड ही होप दैट दिस ट्रीटमेंट कम्स इंडिया एंड मोर पीपल कैन गेट बेनिफिट.
वंडरफुल, आई होप सो टू आरएफ, एंड आई वांट थैंक यू सो मच फॉर कमिंग ऑन माय शो टुडे. I have one more person here who's been on Tom's program on Scalar Energy. Her name's Rata. And Rata, tell us a little bit about your experiences.
Sir, my experience is very good. I've been on CD4 before. और पहले से मैं बहुत ठीक ठाक हूँ, स्वस्थ हूँ मैं. हाँ जी.
She is saying after taking treatment, she feel very healthy and now her CD4 also has increased in last 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Is the HIV undetectable now?
Abhi virus aapka detectable hai ki non-detectable?
Nahin sir, abhi thoda sa maine beech mein chhod di thi dawai, to thoda abhi non-known.
It's detectable but not non-detectable yet. Also, she has left taking medicine in between, so it's detectable, but she is healthy.
I see, and it's getting much better for her. That's wonderful. How long has she been on the program?
Everyone is like a same period. From last 2 years, they are taking, and 1 year treatment was there. Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you. Do you have any children?
Aapka koi bachcha hai?
Haan ji. मेरी एक दो बेटियां हैं, एक बड़ी है 19 साल की, वो ठीक है, और छोटी जो 16 साल की है उसको है दिक्कत है.
So she has two daughter and one is 19 years old and another is 16 years old. 16 years old daughter, she is also HIV positive. Yeah.
Is she feeling better?
वो ट्रीटमेंट ले रही थी क्या?
हाँ जी.
और वो फील कैसा फील कर रही है?
सर वो भी बहुत फील करती है और पहले से स्वस्थ है वो भी.
शी इज बेटर फ्रॉम अर्लियर स्टेज.
ओह गुड. सो बेसिकली टॉम हैज सेव्ड द होल फैमिली. वाओ. इज देयर एनीथिंग एल्स यू'ड लाइक टू से?
और कुछ कहना चाहती हैं?
नहीं सर, पहले से तो मैं अपने आप को बहुत सही, ठीक ठाक, बिल्कुल मैं महसूस करती हूँ. अब ऐसा कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं है.
Thank you. Now I am feeling very better. So this treatment should go on. See, it's
wonderful. I am so happy for you and your beautiful family. Mirimo, you've been on Tom's program too. How has the Scalar program helped you?
Asa, aap bhi Scalar Energy program mein thi.
Haan ji, haan ji.
Aapko kaisa lag raha hai ye treatment mein aane ke baad kya fayda hua?
ये स्केलर एनर्जी में मैं भी थी और मुझे बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है क्योंकि इससे जुड़ने के बाद में बिना दवाई खाए हुए और मतलब मेरा CD4 काफ़ी अच्छा हो गया है. पहले से मेरा CD4 काफ़ी इंक्रीज हुआ है.
शी इज टेलिंग आफ्टर टेकिंग दिस ट्रीटमेंट शी हैज इम्प्रूव्ड अ लॉट एंड हर CD4 आल्सो इंक्रीज्ड एंड शी इज फीलिंग बेटर नाउ.
आई सी. And how long has she been on the program?
She is also from the starting of this program when we started 2 years ago. From that time she is on treatment.
I am so happy for her. Is she still taking any other drugs or anything?
Aap aur koi dawa lete ho Scalar Energy ke alawa?
ART ki medicine leti.
So government is providing ART treatment. She is taking that also because Tom never stopped any other medicine which people are taking. So it's parallel going on. Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
और कुछ आप बोलना चाहते हो उसके अलावा?
नहीं, मैं उसके अलावा और कुछ नहीं बोलना चाहती. हाँ जी, लेकिन ये जो स्केलर एनर्जी का जो आया उससे मुझे काफ़ी बेनिफिट हुआ. मुझे पहले से तंदुरुस्ती महसूस होती है. CD4 मेरा बहुत अच्छा हो गया और पहले से बहुत बेटर फील करती हूँ.
सो शी इज सेइंग अगेन आई एम थैंकफुल फॉर दिस स्केलर एनर्जी, इट इज इम्प्रूविंग माई हेल्थ.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have another person here who's also benefited from Tom Scalar Energy for HIV. Her name is
Lalita.
Lalita, please say something about your experience with the program.
जैसे मैं ये लड़की मेरे पेट में थी जब बीमारी का पता चला और जो है अस्पताल में पता चला, फिर ये दीदी वगैरह लेके आई मुझे.
When Lalita was pregnant, then that time only she came to know about HIV. She has HIV. And after that, ASA and SAILS, NGOs helping her to get treatment. So when ASA connect her with the Scalar Energy, she came to know about the Scalar Energy treatment.
Okay.
I see. How long have you been on the program?
आप कितने सालों से ये treatment?
ये 10 साल हो गया सर. 10 साल से मतलब.
ये आती नहीं है scalar energy का.
अच्छा.
treatment है कब से ले रहे
हैं? ये दवाइयों का?
हाँ.
10 साल हो गया.
She is on ART from last 10 years, but for scalar energy, because she did not send her photo, so she did not remember. When we will say hand photo, she sent only hand photo to Tom. So if you will ask her when you sent your hand, then she will come to know scalar energy, because illiterate and they understand that.
Is she feeling better now?
Yeah. तो आपको जब हाथ का फोटो भेजा गया था जब से ट्रीटमेंट तब से आपको कैसा लग रहा है
ट्रीटमेंट? सही है, तब से बहुत बहुत आराम है और सीडी वायरल लोड भी हुआ वो भी सही आ रहा है बहुत मैंने वो है कोई दिक्कत नहीं है बहुत ज़्यादा.
When she started taking a scalar energy, she feel better, and her CD4 count is also increased. So she is feeling healthy and normal life, living normal life. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That's such good news.
Ted बोल रहे हैं कि ये बहुत अच्छी बात है. मैं खुश हूँ कि आप लोगों को फायदा हो रहा है scalar energy.
बीच में दोबारा हमने वायरल लोड करवाया था मेरी तबीयत ज़्यादा ख़राब हो गई थी तो वायरल लोड सही आ रहा CD4 बढ़ा है मेरा 103 था अब इस समय जो है 271 हो रहा है.
सो व्हेन शी स्टार्टेड हर CD4 वाज 100 बट नाउ इट इज इंक्रीज 240 कितना 271 CD4 is coming, so it's a very very good because it is almost double. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience today.
Ted बोल रहे हैं कि मैं आप लोगों को धन्यवाद देता हूँ कि आप अपना अनुभव हमें बताया.
सर तो आपकी तो मेहरबानी है आप ही तो हम लोगों को जो है जीवन बचा रखे हो नहीं तो हम तो यूपी के रहने वाले हैं अब तक हमारा काम ही खत्म हो जाता.
She is saying, you are like a god. She is thanking Tom, basically. He saved her life. She is thinking if she was not getting this treatment and ART, so she could die. Yeah. So it's basically giving thank you to both scalar energy as well as ART, OPNP, everything. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'll tell Tom directly of your experience. Namaste and Dhanavad.
My friends, that was live interviews that I conducted last month with people, families, who were completely cured of HIV/AIDS. And I can't tell you how profound that experience was to meet these beautiful families with their young children and to realize that if it hadn't been for Tom's Scalar Energy work, free work he does for these people, they would probably all be dead right now. But he's doing it for free. And Tom, are you there? We'll bring Tom on here in a minute. And he can talk about his work. I know he's on standby right now. But we'll wait till we can bring him on. And Tom, are you there?
Hi, Ted. I am. Good evening.
Good evening, Tom. I'm so glad you could come on. We just played the interviews, about 20 minutes worth, 25 minutes worth of interviews of families who are now pretty much completely healed, cured of HIV/AIDS. And I guess why isn't this front page news in the New York Times and the Washington Post?
Let's first of all give the praise and glory to God. You're right. We are working with people in India, and you were mentioning the HIV clinic. And everybody that we've treated with Scalar Life has been cured of HIV. We're able to destroy the HIV virus. And subsequently, their test results show that the HIV virus is absent. There's no viral load.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Ted, for going to India and to substantiate these stories, to meet with people in India and to perform these interviews. This is groundbreaking, and we will, you and I will be able to write a book on this chapter in Scalar Healing, specifically the people of India. So, Ted, thank you for your effort.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Tom, because they kept referring to you as an angel and as a god, basically, but as an angel to heal them. You know, and tears came to my eyes as I was interviewing these people, especially the families, because I realized that none of them would be alive today but for your help. And you had to be there to see it, to believe it. And I held back a lot of tears when I was doing those interviews because I was overcome with such emotion in talking to them. This your kind of program should be worldwide. Now, before we forget, we've got about 15 minutes left, Tom. And you're going to be you'll be coming to the Seattle area, I believe, on November 12th with Dr. Shimizu.
Yeah.
And the address is – I want to get this out so that people in the Seattle area and Tacoma, Everett, can come and see you. The address is 12400 Southeast 38th Street. That's 12400 Southeast 38th Street, Suite 201. That's right next to the post office in Bellevue. So if you find the post office in Bellevue, you can find the location. If you're interested in attending, please RSVP at telephone number 425-289-0188. Again, that number is 425-289-0188. That's November 12th. From 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. and I'll give that out at the end of the broadcast too. But Tom, tell us about your other efforts. I know that you not only work in India, but you also work in Africa too. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're working with various African nations, and likewise, many people in Africa have microbial infections, cholera, typhoid, and again, some people with HIV, and we are doing pro bono work once again in Africa. We're trying to bring scalar light healing to millions of people in Africa. And I will say that the outreach that you experienced in India, Ted, and the outreach in Africa are just fabulous. That the people in India and throughout Africa really embrace this type of energy healing. They accept it and they realize it's a gift from God. Now, frankly, I would hope that the people in the United States would likewise resonate with what we're doing. The evidence, the tests are incontrovertible. We have hundreds upon hundreds of diagnostic tests of people being cured of tuberculosis, of HIV, of herpes, of cholera, of malaria.
Did you say tuberculosis?
Exactly, tuberculosis tests. So this is
good.
Once again a call to the people throughout the world to work with us. We are an open-door ministry. We want to work with everybody in the world. Our goal is to heal the world. So those of you listening to this broadcast, please join us. The website is scalarlight.com. We offer on our website free sessions to anybody in the world. When you visit the website, there's a red banner that says free trial. It's very conspicuous. You can sign up your entire family. We'll treat everybody in your family free of charge.
Nice.
And the purpose is rather obvious. We want to heal the world, so we make this simple and easy to anybody in the world to experience free sessions.
Now, I've got an email in from Jeff in Seattle, and he asked, how exactly does Tesla energy work or scalar in just kind of a layman's terms, how so people could understand it, Tom?
Sure. Those terms are used interchangeably, Tesla energy and scalar energy.
Okay.
It's a different dimension. It's not electricity. So when we work with this energy, we can broadcast it anywhere in the world. In other words, my operation, my laboratory is in Florida, but I can easily work with people in Africa or India because the energy travels. And you can ease without attenuation. There's no loss of signal. So I see people around the world that were able to send energy into the body. And the key is this. Scalar energy releases a molecular bond. Scalar energy breaks down the molecular bonds of the HIV virus. Well, when you do that, the HIV virus falls apart. That's what we're doing. And in so doing, you can cure people of disease, in this case HIV, by destroying the agent, the causative agent.
Now, I'm not contagious now, but I'm just getting over a bout with bronchitis. Will your program help people with problems like bronchitis or pneumonia, that kind of thing as well?
That's correct. With a streptococcus and staphylococcus. So what we claim, and I stand by this, we're able to break down germs in the body, microbes. So we can help people who have herpes or HIV, or we can help people who are suffering from the common cold.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for putting me on your program a day or two ago, Tom. I think it is help. I know it's helping, and I am feeling
good.
Much better. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I want to publicly mention and acknowledge what you've done. You spent a lot of time and effort to go to India to interview these people. And what you saw was the beginning. What you saw was, frankly, an entire community, HIV community, being cured of HIV.
Right.
I give you a lot of credit, Ted, for spending that time and making that effort. This is the first. We've never seen this before, in which an entire HIV community has been cured.
Well, I want to give thanks where thanks is due, because not only, but I know you put this together, Tom, and you're like an angel, but also our friend Brenda in New Delhi, I want to acknowledge him because he was a wonderful man who helped me arrange everything. And, of course, our friend Carrie in Europe as well, help with all the arrangements. So Brenda has invited me back actually in January to the Press Club of India to give a presentation. So that's that's the other event coming up. But there's a lot of this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I gave a presentation before, I don't know how many doctors, a whole bunch of doctors, must have been about 30 doctors, and all of them were very, very interested in the findings of your research. I guess, like I said earlier in the program, why isn't this front page news? How come no major news in the United States covers it? I don't understand. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't understand it.
Let's take a moment to answer that. As we well realize, the powers that be, the establishment, does not want to help people, does not want to cure disease. And that's why there's such a backlash against this. That's why this is not headline news. It should be. We're curing people around the world of HIV. You think that would be headline news. Well, that goes to show you the corruption of the world and how those in certain positions of power are not helping us. To the contrary, they're hurting us.
Right. Well, it's the same choice that Richard Nixon had back in 1957 when he was offered, along with President Eisenhower, a cure for all diseases on this planet. But he was afraid that the American Medical Association and Big Pharma would lose all their jobs. So he didn't want the technology. This was offered by some benevolent extraterrestrials, but he wasn't. They probably offered him scalar energy back then, too. I don't know, Tom. But he didn't want that technology because he wanted people to continue to be sick. And but we don't have to have that kind of world, do we, Tom?
No. We're going to change the world, Ted. Again, I thank you for your efforts. And those of you in the listening audience who are already a part of our movement, those of you, this is the first time you've heard of this, join us. Again, we have an open door policy. We welcome everybody to join this healing ministry.
Well, I want to tell everyone that tomorrow in Shelton, I'll be at an alternative health fair from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the Crystal Cove at 505 Old Arcadia Road. And then, Tom, you'll be giving a wonderful presentation as well. I want to repeat this on November 12th. The address is 12400 Southeast 38th Street, Suite 201 in Bellevue, Washington. It's right next to the post office in Bellevue. So if you find the post office, you'll find the location. But please RSVP at area code 425 425-289-0188, if possible. That number again is 425-289-0188. And there's no tricks or gimmicks. It's just it's a free presentation. And Tom will be there, as long as Dr. Shimizu will be there as well. You'll meet some nice people too. And it's a free event. So
thank you, Ted. We're looking forward to it, Ted. Thank you. But we're looking forward to sharing that evening presentation with you. I understand you're going to attend, Ted.
Yes, I'm going to attend. I should be completely fine by this weekend. So I'm almost fine now. I'm not contagious any longer. I'm almost done with it. So anyway, but my pleasure, Tom. Tom, we've got about 5 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about for wrap up your wonderful interview today?
I just want to speak briefly about this new technology, what people call scalar technology or zero-point energy. We're not working with electricity. We're working with a different dimension. It's really pure sunlight or pure starlight that we're working with. And I will say, and as I have predicted so many times, this new technology will change the world. It will make such an impact that it's going to improve our lifestyle. Everybody's lifestyle around the world will improve significantly. So please, at least take note of what I'm saying. If you can attend our talk on Tuesday in Bellevue, please do so. If not, visit the website. It's scalarlight.com. We offer free scalar sessions to the world. Look at the red banner at the top and sign your family up. We treat people remotely by way of a photograph. Please help us cure the world. And in so doing, all you have to do is send in your photograph, and we will treat you free of charge.
Wonderful, Tom. Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it?
It could not be simpler. By way of a photograph, we can deliver the energy. Exactly.
Now, I've seen your lectures before, and they're fascinating, Tom, because you go into the physics of scalar energy in a way that you can't go on the air with diagrams and all kinds of other things. But that's something else that people – it's more than just – you know, it's more than just the more than just a photograph, because you do go into the details on how long have you been studying scalar energy?
It's throughout my life, Ted. It's been a 40-year journey, 45 years, and it's time well spent. But you have to really pursue this. It's not a hobby. This has to be your lifeblood, and you really have to be invested in it.
Sure. Well, I wanted to tell everyone I will have a lot of flyers and materials on Tom's Scalar program tomorrow in Shelton from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Alternative Health Fair on 505 Old Arcadia Road. If you need directions, just give me a call at 509-750-9793. And then, of course, you'll be able to meet Tom in person this November 12th. Is that Tuesday, Tom? Can't remember.
Tuesday. Correct.
Tuesday. Good. Yeah, Tuesday. You'll be able to meet Tom in person. And Tom's flying in from – are you in Hawaii now, or whereabouts are you at, Tom?
No, I'm actually in Boston for the weekend at an expo.
Okay.